Snailfish look like overweight tadpoles. They don't have scales, making them easy to damage. Biologist Jay Orr of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association says that partly explains why there are so many unnamed species.
When they come up in trawls that we use to sample the bottom and do our assessment surveys, they are tossed about in the nets and pretty well torn up by the time they get to the deck where we do our sorting work.
But really, the different species are just hard to distinguish. Orr thinks scientists might have avoided identifying them and called all snailfish, snailfish. Now with a special bag attached to the trawl, it's easier to collect the fish undamaged.
I was able to see them alive and in good shape and in full color, and began to realize that we were seeing different species, and I could begin to realize that we hadn't seen these species before.
From the Arctic to Antarctica, there are more than 350 different types of snailfish that live in a variety of environments, from shallow tide pools to the depths of the Marianas Trench. That's more than 4 miles beneath the ocean's surface, making snailfish the deepest known swimmers in the vertebrate world. Orr says a lot is still unknown, but it's important to study snailfish to improve our inventory of the ocean environment.
To understand the biodiversity of the system is to understand, you know, how many species are actually out there. And we can't really begin to manage the ecosystem until we understand what pieces are there.
With 86 species of snailfish known to live in Alaska so far, it's a complex picture for scientists to piece together. But Orr is up to the task. Over his career, he's discovered 26 different species of snailfish. About a dozen of those still need names. And now, he's starting work on a new project, identifying the evolutionary relationships of North Pacific snailfish and piecing together their place in the global snailfish family. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Zoe Sobel in Unalaska.